debt we cannot pay. Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of the book of Romans, Paul's magnum opus of theology. And it says this, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. I was listening to a British pastor the other day talk about him and his young son going to buy mom a present for either her birthday, Mother's Day, I can't remember, but they went into a store and right emblazoned on the wall was a sign that said, "Do not touch. Any breakages must be purchased." Despite the clear warning, the pastor found himself wanting to gently touch things because there's something about one of those signs that makes you want to touch. And he said he kind of discreetly touched things, but his four-year-old son, Michael, was not nearly as gentle and accidentally knocked over a large and expensive item. The store manager appeared instantly beside them, he said. It was almost as though he was beamed down by the Starship Enterprise. And he said all the manager did was point to the sign on the wall. The pastor knew he couldn't leave the store and expect his young son to pay for the damage he had caused. Michael was unable to pay the debt he owed. The story serves as a powerful reminder of our spiritual condition. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Just like Michael, we created a debt that we cannot pay on our own. The wages of our sin is death, and we're unable to redeem ourselves, to buy ourselves back. But God, in his infinite love and mercy, provided a way for our debt to be paid. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus paid a price that we could never afford. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. Just as the pastor had to pay for his son's damages, our Heavenly Father has paid our sin debt and our sin damages through Jesus Christ. When we accept the precious gift by repenting and believing, our debt is canceled and we receive the promise of eternal life. Let us give thanks for this incredible love and sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, who paid a debt he did not owe because we owed a debt we could not pay. May we live our lives in gratitude and devotion to him. Mighty Father God, thank you. If there are any under the sound of my voice that have not yet entered into a saving relationship with you, allow this day to become their spiritual birthday. Allow this day to be the day that they take their sin and cast it at the foot of the cross of Calvary, repenting of that sin and believing exclusively in the work of Jesus on the cross to cleanse them, to transform them, to redirect them, to save them. God, I just thank you for how good you've been to us, and I just pray that you would guide them as they commit to you into a saving relationship. Help them, God, to grow into dynamic disciples in these last days. They are more needed than ever, God. Give us your strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.